We are up to Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're already halfway down the page. We'll go quickly through the mission again. At the bottom, the penultimate mission on the page. Nishbar Etzem. A lot of little mishnayos on the page. Nishbar Etzem Yodev, the bone of his hand, foreleg broke over Etzem Ragla Yodev, hind leg, Afa Pisha Ena Nikar, even though you cannot tell. Before it was completely broken. Now it's like internal breakage. Mumin is considered a mum, Ena Nikar is still a mum. Why is a mum? We'll see tomorrow later, because when he works, he can tell. So it's exposed mum. Mumin Elu Mona Ilubi Yavne, all these mumin we just learned about, Ayola and Yavne counted them in. Abahoy Chama Chamin thought that he was right. Abahoy Gimel Hoysif is another three that he added in, and Omrul, and they said, No, enough. We didn't hear these additional ones. Elis Elu, only the ones you mentioned till now. He mentioned Galgul Einoi Ogul Kishal Adam. If the eye of the animal is round, like a human, that's a psul. Pivdoi Mikishal Chazir. If its mouth is similar to a chazir, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Ushanitl Reva Madabe. When we say the tongue is missing, doesn't mean most of the tongue. I mean most of the tongue that wags in your mouth when you speak. And his tongue, and therefore that they're all of these cases are mumin. Ubezna shalachrein amru had is a mumin. Later on, Bezna agreed with Ayala, said yes, these are mumin. Says the Gemara, ain't a nikkel if it's not visible, the breakage mika having mumin. Why is it a mum? Amar a papa ain't a nikkel machel atzmi. You cannot tell on its own. Avol nikkel machel melacha. But when it goes to work, you can actually tell. Says you want a mumin, a lemana. These mumin were counted by Ayala, lememra de lav hainu urche. So you want to tell me that it's not common that the eye of an animal should be round like a human, therefore it's a mum. But I mean, I'll ask you a question. It says by a woman, hamapelas, if a woman gave birth to min behemoth to a child that looks like a behemoth. Or a chay or an oif, bain to may and bain to hating, whether it's it looks like a kosher animal or it looks like a non kosher animal. Im zacher, if it's a male, it's human, and therefore she has to sit all the days like a male. You know, 7 days of tumah and 33 days of tara. Im lekeva, teisha lekeva, if it's a female, 14 days of tara and 66 days of tumah. Ain't no yedua, you don't know, teisha lezacher and lekeva, if you don't know, sit for both, even a male. Just started. If you don't know, you sit for a male and a female, which means you take a chumris. You have only 7 days, you have 14 days of tumah, but only 33 days of tara. And you have less than 33, because 7 of those days were you kula tumah. My time with a mayor, what's the svar of the mayor? Why does he say that you treat like a human? Because by an animal, their eyes look like a human, and therefore, since animal eyes look like human, therefore we treat like a human. And you have all the dimatu and tata. What do you mean? That's quite very common for an animal's eye to be shaped like a human eye. So why tell me to mum? It depends if it's in the black part of the eye or in the round part. The black part of the eye is not like a human. And the white part of an eye is like a human. This is what we did yesterday. We're up to Mepham and Aleph, about 8 lines from the bottom. The 3 additional movement that Ayala added on. Another movement is a piv dem kishal chazer. Another movement is that its mouth is similar to a chazer. In what way is the mouth of an animal similar to a chazer? It's a mum. We're not talking about the top part or the bottom part. Even the bottom part is longer than the top part, or the lips are not perfectly shaped. One is bigger than the other. The top is greater than the bottom is greater than the top. The shopping is considered a mum. Okay, we just started. We're doing all the mumin that disqualify an animal. When we say that most of the tongue is missing, we don't mean most of the tongue. We mean most of the wagging part of the tongue. The tongue that speaks. Maslis Imam Abiyudi, who's the author? The Mishnah Abiyudi, the Tanya we learned 5 lines about it, end of Memam and Aleph. The Shinitl Reva Loshin, the Tanya Kama says, the majority of the physical tongue. If you don't even, Reva Hamadabin Shalashin. We're not talking about the majority of the tongue, we're talking about the majority of the wagging part of the tongue. The tongue, the part of the tongue that moves. The tongue goes further back than the part the part that's stuck is not included. The part that when you talk, the part that moves. Says the Mishnah Maitir, Umayse Taka happened once. Shahalechia Tachn Oidev Al Elyon, that the bottom jaw was wider than the top jaw, which we said before is absurd. Vesholav Yochami Vamar is a mum. That's a mum. When we said Chazir, that's what we mean. One part of the mouth is bigger than the other part. What do you mean? Why did he tell the things there? Maisa, he was saying here, Mishnah Tanam, he learned, Piv Doimel Lechazit. We just learned the previous Mishnah, the mouth is similar to a chazit. Upligi Lerabbonale, the Rebbe, who come, remember, it was Ayala who said that this din is a mum, that if the mouth looks like a shaped like a chazit, it's a mum. The rabbi said, we never heard this before, Loi Shamanu. And therefore they disagree. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the Mishnah paskin like Ayala. So we want to know what's going on. What's a machlekes? So we say, when do the Rabban argue with the Rebbe? If the top part of the mouth is wider than the bottom part of the mouth, it's not a mum. It's common by an animal. But the bottom part of the mouth should be wider than the top part. It's a mum. It's a mum. That part is missing our Mishnah. That the bottom jaw was wider than the top jaw. They said, it's a mum. It's a mum. When it comes to a coin, an Adam, that now we learned, if the upper lip is wider than the bottom, the bottom part of the mouth is wider than the top part, is by a mum, so we say, by a human, both apostle, whether the top part of the mouth is wider than the bottom, whether the bottom part of the mouth is wider than the top is apostle. So how can the Chachamim argue and say that it's not a mum by an animal if the top part is wider? It's only a mum if the bottom part is wider. How can that be?
Is that talking about the soft, meaning the lips? Let's say you've got fat lips.
But the jaw. The jawbone.
Yeah,
the jawbone, the whole thing. Yeah. Push the jawbone itself in, I guess, yeah.
My son had his bottom jaw protruding, and they took out a little chalik of the jaw on both sides, and now it's...
So talk about today, if you can correct any of these mumen, is it still considered a mum, or is it considered a temporary mum? But here you have...
Because you can fix it.
Yeah, but okay, the question is, if you have to do a surgery, it's not the same thing as taking a medicine. Medicine removes the sickness. Surgery, you're creating a new thing. Is that considered removing the mum, or that you just... It is.
No, that was surgery, but you can restructure it with wiring and things.
Yeah, but that's like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They put pressure on it to move it.
Yeah, okay. Gabi Adam, more answers. Gabi Adam, by human is different than by an animal. By Adam, the Chesiva doesn't possibly ish mizera Adam. The reason why over there is possible is because every person has to look identical to the next. We don't want anyone to stand out. That's why by Bichas Kain, for example, if a guy has, you know, certain women that are exposed, we don't let him do Bichas Kain. So it says ish shav bezaran shalaran. Every person should be similar to another person zaran. Abul bebehema loy. But by behema we don't have ish. So therefore, the top part wider than the bottom is not a problem. Only the bottom is wider than the top. Yeah, Amar Papa Lakasha, he says, the Kahadi's be'etzim, less be'etzim. So he wants to say, he's saying, yeah, when we say, so he's asking a question, L'chayda, both parts of the mouth seem to be puzzled by a coin only because of the problem of ishish. So why should behemoth be puzzled? Even the bottom part is greater than the top. Why should it be puzzled at all? So we answer, because it depends if it has a bone or doesn't have a bone. By behematake, if there's a, when we have a pus, the whole mum of a mouth being wider than one part than the other is only applies to ish. It's talking about where there's no bone, it's just a cosmetic look. But where there's actually a bone where the jaw is what's causing it to be wider, that's a mum even by a behema. If the bottom part of the mouth jaw is wider, according to Yalo, no difference which part of the mouth. But that's talking about it's a jaw. And what they're talking about by a kainim is just cosmetic. We want you to look, we want that the Eibishter's workers should all, you know, look with dignity and they should all look well as good as well. So the Mishnah Vayter, Oizen Hagidi, what happens if you have the ear of a goat, Hoisek full, you have a double ear. A double, you know, cartilage inside the ear. If it's inside one ear, you have like two layers, then mum. This mancha ain't by etzim, ain't by under. But if there's no bone there, what do you got? Like two separate ears, then it's all right. And Rashi says, the time is partially. Like all the other mumim, we know exactly why, and this mumim, he doesn't know.
Why it requires a bone?
No, what should be a chilik? Yeah, why should be a chilik if it's two ears? Yeah, two cartilages, not the lobes. Two cartilages, or if it's two separate ears. He doesn't know why. And he said, the reason why he doesn't know it's so wide is because it's like inside the ear, it's not so visible. It's not like a mumim shebegoli when you have an extra leg. An extra ear sort of, you know, you're saying dafka is possible when it's inside the other ear, which l'chayr is hardly visible. If it's mamish a separate, no, that's just saying if it's a separate ear, it looks visible. You tell me it's kosher. A mum shibagol we learned till now is possible. This one looks kosher, and if it's not so visible because it's inside the ear, then it's kosher. It's faked of everything we learned till now. So that's the lay is partially. So right, the Rambam has a whole other pshat here. If the tail of a goat, the tail of a goat, similar to a chazi, I'll explain what it is, the shape is round or long, which if it doesn't have at least a minimum of three vertebrae, it's a mum. Says the Gemara that Rabbi learned, if you have the Rashi has three from Pshatimir, but the Rashi third Pshat, a swollen, like, you know, swollen lips and Botox. The swollen lips are ragged, but lumber like elephantitis. You have big, fat feet. Machmas a ruach if it's just basically because of the ear ain't a mum. It's not a mum. A machmas a etzem is very just pushing very fat bones. Then hadeiz a mum. Then it is a mum. Oznov kvulis if the ears are double. Birchas chus chasos if the collars are inside each other. Achas hadeiz a mum. It's a mum. Bishteichas chasios like two separate ears ain't a mum. And this is what Rashi's problem is. There's luchedish people who forget. Rab Gamliel is zonder vagdi the tail of a goat who doy milashal chazes similar to a chazes. Omer a papa loytem with the katina. Don't think we're talking about that it's thin. Ella the kriche it's round. That it's round. It should be like a rectangle and instead it's round. Avagav the lima, even though it's strong and everything else, still because it's round, it's a mum. It's not the normal way for a sheep, a goat. Oshem milashal chulie. The Mishnah says that if the if it doesn't have three vertebrae in its tail, it's possible. It's not long enough. By a goat, if it only has two vertebrae, it is a mum. Shalosh ain't a mum, but it has three, it's good. By sheep, shalosh ain't a mum. Three is a mum. Arba ain't a mum. But four vertebrae is not a mum. Makes us a question. Says, by a goat, achas ain't a mum. If one vertebrae is a mum, but two is good enough. Shtayim ain't a mum. By sheep, shtayim is a mum. Shalosh ain't a mum. Tiv rabuna, kash rabuna. Ravuna must. You're right. But Ravuna must nisen atisay. He didn't know the brayse. He learned the Mishnah, and the Mishnah made him learn the wrong pshat. He thought because at the beginning the Mishnah talking about a goat that says zon of agdi. Someone says that she'im b'shalos is continuing talking about a goat. So a shepsel is always more than a goat. The zon of is talking about a goat, but and the other parts the oizen. But the very end, the very last few words in the Mishnah about shalos chulias is talking about a tleh. The goat is even less. Two vertebrae is enough. Says the Mishnah. Shabelis, if you have a yabelis, which is a wart, be'enav in his eye, or shenivgim ayetzem yaragla. Let's say something is missing of his bone of his hand or his foot. Ushenivrig atzmoi shebepiv, the jaw that holds the teeth in. Something's broken there. Or any achik gedayla v'achitana. Remember, had serua. Serua means one ear is bigger, one is smaller. Osnei achik gedayla v'achitana, one larger ear than the other. Bemare, we're just talking about appearances. Looks bigger. In other words, if it's bigger only by measuring with the ruler, that's not called a mum. It's only if it's right, obvious. Avaloi b'midah, now if you have to measure it. Rabbi says, he says another psul is that if you have two testicles and one is bigger, one is like equal to size of twice as big. Yeah, that chamim were mighty because sort of an internal and it's not the same thing. The memory, you tell me, yabelis have a mum. You tell me that a wart is considered a mum. You just counted that in the Mishnah. But aminu, we learned the elu and the following. Shein shechtin aleim. You don't shecht on them. Leib migdash. You're not allowed to use them on the mizbeach. And not only that, but the Leib Medina, but it's a halfway mum, which we'll learn in future Mishnahs. They're halfway we had before the Gemara already. A halfway mum means it's disqualified from Migrun Mizbeach, but you cannot yet rely on that to go and redeem it if it's Kachim or B'chay to eat it. Wait for a proper mum to come along. The Leib Medina, and one of them is Balgerev, you have these boils. You know, remember we had all the actually they were moist on the outside, dry on the inside, moist on the outside, moist on the inside, Ubalia Bellis, and it worked. So we see clearly a war does not entitle you to eat the animal. And yet this mission is talking about mumim that not only disqualify him as bear, but also entitled the coin to eat it. But Tizbra, for the Gemara, let me ask you a better question. How can this Bryce even come along and say that he doesn't entitle you to eat it? It says, Mephesh Natoida, one of the psulim is Yabelas. It says a blind, a bro, a shoulder, you know, all that thing, and says Yabelas, I get it, all those things. Ella, Lekosha, Bechal's not a kasha. Because in the pasuk, it compares the Yabelas to being blind or a broken foot. And over there, the titles are going to eat. So how come the Brice even say Yabelas is not entitled to eat? No, but it's different kinds of Yabelas. It depends where it is. Like kosher. One is talking about the gufa and one is talking about the eye.
But if you have Yabelas on the body?
Yeah, Yabelas on the body disqualifies the Mizbech. And in our mission, talking about the eye, which makes it eligible for the kohen to eat. Mechdi, what are we talking about? Cross, stomach, see, the Torah just says, stam. A Yabelas, a wart, doesn't tell you where the Yabelas has to be. Mali begufi, mali beine. What's the chilling? The Torah says, stam. Unequivocally. Elikosh, ha, the ease, but it's, so you're right. In the moon, in the goof, it's also a moon, but it depends. So look at this. Hardy is, but etzim, if there's a bone in the wart involved as well, then that not only disqualifies them as bech, it also entitles the kind to eat it. And hardy is, but etzim, here's no bone into it, just a piece of a growth. The crowd is, but etzim, the pasuk is talking about there's a bone, that's why it's pasuk completely and entitles you to eat it. And mastis in the lesba etzim. Now, our Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about a case where there's no bone involved. And then here we have a chiluk. Mishnah is talking about the eye, which entitles the kohen to eat it, and the bride is talking about the goof. But it's talking about there's no bone. Eye, the pasuk makes no distinction because it's talking about there's a bone in the wart. Be'ein have a mumah, but goof will have a mumah. There's no bone there at all, just a skin growth. The goof is psula and the goof is pasul. You tell me this disqualifies him as beyach. Okay, he does not entitle the kohen to eat it, but it disqualifies him as beyach. All it is a growth, a little hanging, skin. You know, we have like an earlobe, which is a hanging skin. This is a growth.
Why should
Bechal pass it? Yeah. Now we learn that says, Bali hatululin, that if somebody has a growth, psulin ba'adam, when it comes to a kayin, is pasul avoida, because maybe we had before the pasul, ish, that every, you should have the same features like any other man. So if you stand out, even though it's not a bad, terrible thing, we don't want you. Abig shaden behema, by behema, it's just a lesion. It's not a problem. You're right. On the goof, if it's a wart, it's not a problem if there's no bone. Both in the eye. How come our Mishnah says the title is going to eat it and the Braisa says no? Depends on the white and the black. In the white, it allows the coin to eat it. In the black, it does not allow the coin to eat it. If it's in the white, then why should even disqualify it? We learned before that the white is just purely the fat of the eye. And therefore, why should it even be possible as Be'ech? They're both in the white. But says no kasha. Hardy is basir. If there's hair growing out, I'm growing out of it. If there's hair growing out of it, it's so meguna, it's so not nice that we cannot put it in the mizbech. And what do you call it? And hard the lesbosan. Here's why there's no hair. In our Mishnah, it says clearly, and that's the other Mishnah here, it says that's not a mumah robin behemah. How our Mishnah says that the kohen can eat it. Our Mishnah, it's an eye, it's in the black part of the eye, in the pupil. How big do we say it's a problem? It has to be the size of an egg, the size of a large calf, of a small calf. Sorry, it's the size of an egg of a calf and ketana b'shalavas, and the small one is the size of a goose. Oz nachidel, Rabban Akama, knows has a very big eye and a very small eye. Oz nachidel, one large ear, but Rabban Akama, what size? Even if it's double, even if the second ear is kapul, like the size of a bean, ksheda, it is kosher. The Rabbanon don't agree by talking about another testicles. We're saying Rabbanon say, Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's double the size, it's psul. Rabbanon disagree. They say by testicles, we don't care if one's big or one's small, because it's internal. And what it means, well, Rabbanon hold that even if it's the size of a bean, an Egyptian bean, ksheda is still kosher. Doesn't matter. So it's invited. Zon of Egel, the tail of a calf, she'enem against Arkev, doesn't reach the part of the thigh. It's not that long. Is called Marbis Agolim Cain. This is how it starts off small and it continues to grow. Called Marbis Agolim him Tochet. As long as they're still growing, the thing can be stretched out. Take it along. It's not a problem. Ezer Arkev. When you say Arkev, the different joints in the leg. Which one? Not the bottom one. Like the knee that one higher up because they have like two. The one that's higher up. Tell me what time we learn. Kefetz elyon and kefetz tachon. The higher joint and the lower one. Connected by gamal nikur. And by a camel, it's actually eye. It's not really a visible part. It's like inside. But by a camel, you can tell when a camel crouches. You can tell the different parts. Now the following section will be about mumin that disqualify mizbeach, but does not enable the kohen to eat it yet. These are the halfway mumin. No, these are smaller or lesser degree mum. Aleilu mumin shaykne b'chayshem b'chayr upsuli hamikdashi nifdin alein. And Sule Megdashin, sorry, the following, and all these mumim, sorry, this is a recap of everything. All the mumim we learned till now is a proper mum. You can redeem by kachim, and the kohen can eat it. The next mission, we'll start talking about the lesser severity of mumim. So the Gemara, Hasulamli, we started the whole pedic. Alayla mumim, you can eat, so why have to cap it again at the end? You already said at the beginning of the whole, introduced all these missions, and these mumim you can eat. Sefer, it's the chiddush of the sefer. What's the chiddush? That psule mikdash and nivdin alein. To tell you that they're not only b'chaydim entitled that you can eat it, but even if it's a hegder, karm v'kachim, if it has these psulim, you can redeem it and move on. If we allow you to shech the b'chayt and the kohen to eat it, you need to tell me you can redeem it. I think it's the same thing. I did the ton of shloisha hoisiv because we just learned Ayala said from Yavna. There's three more, and the Chacham said we don't agree. So the Mishnah wants to say, but the halacha like Ayala, you can see at the end he says all of these mumin are acceptable. Hoisiv amru lishman. The rabbi said we never heard of such a thing. In other words, they totally disagree. So therefore, Rabbi Yudan Nasi wanted to say as Eluk Tani va'asidi chidav ve'kasasle be'kulu. And therefore, he added all of those things, and the chayyim other shames. They also added a gamliel, a few other ones. Chayyim gamliel al elu mumin shaykhim chayyim from dushin nivdalein. That these mumin, that even though the rabban didn't agree, if Ayala said them, we count them in.
So when do you say you yachid rabim Allah kerabim, and when do you make an exception?
Rebbe can make an exception because he was an expert. He was a mumchim, and we had him gone before a long time ago. That he was a chassid gadol, and he's the only guy he can charge for his expertise because he knew everything. Says Mishmaitim. The Elul and the following, she'ain sheichtin aleim, that even though you cannot bring it in the base of Migdash, nor can the Kohen eat. Ain sheichtin aleim Migdash, you cannot put him as bear because it has a sarkam mum. Or be v'leib medina, the Kohen cannot eat from it because it's not a proper mum. What are they? Chavarva, those white dots or gray dots in the eyes, or the mayim, or the watery eyes, or the enkuim. They come and go. It's a mum, but it's not so severe. So you cannot put him as bear, pasnish, but nor can you eat from it. Remember we had those testing, those medicines we had. The chutin hapnimis, or the inner jaw, but not that it was pulled out, which you said before was a full moon, but shenivgamu, it was only a notch, nick. Avalation necro, ubal gadev, and you have these boils, ubal yabelis, on these warts, but not the ones that are in the pupil, but the other ones, the one in the iris and so on. Ubal chazazi, these are also different kinds of pimples or boils. Zokain, if the animal is very old, we don't, it's pastish for the mizbeach to give such an animal. Or the chayla, the animal is sick, not that he's safe, he's just sick. Or mizoyim, or it's full sweaty, or you know, it's disgusting, or it has terrible stench. Or shenev the ba'aveda, and aveda happened to it, and the chayla, if it was nirba, we learned before that right in the beginning of Vayikra, mina behema, but we're talking about here, it was never really established properly. Why? Or shehem is adam, killed the person, which also disqualifies it, but here we're talking about p'ed echad. It was never established properly. We didn't have two adim that testified that it was nirba. It was only a single aid. Oh yeah, p'ed bailin. Well, the owner himself came forward, and the owner himself came forward since his own money. He's not just believed. The tumtum or andreginus, we're not sure if it's a male or a female. And a certain kachim had to be in the cave, certain kachim to be zachar. Leib ben migdash, we don't put in the mason migdash because the pasnish for leib ben medina. Nor it's not enough of a mum to say that a kohen can eat it. Rab Shimon Eimer, ein loch mum gadol mezeh. There's no greater mum than an androgynous, Rashi said. We're talking about androgynous. It's the greatest mum where you are transgender. Or you have it's the greatest mum.
Androgynous means it has both, doesn't it?
Sorry?
I think the tumtum is it.
The tumtum is, we don't know what it is. Androgynous has both.
Yeah.
Androgynous has both. That's exactly what a. Yeah. Okay. This is a barrier of nasma. We had all kinds of opinions. What's an adreginus? Is he a male? Is he a female? Is a suffix? Or is he a barrier of nasma? The Chachamim say he's a berry b'fnei atzmo, the third species, and therefore you don't put him as bech. It's not a mum to say that the kohen can eat from it.